Welcome to Suit Up, a captivating podcast series designed specifically for children. Make Bible time a vibrant and engaging experience for your family or small group. Join Renovar Ministries with your host, Nadine DeLange, on a practical adventure to explore the Bible with your children, grandchildren, and friends.
Hello, friends. Welcome to our podcast series, Suit Up. In this podcast adventure series, we will explore the importance of the special armor that God has equipped each of us with as His disciples. Do you know that God gives us this amazing gift so that we can stay protected against the enemy's attacks? This armor is called the armor of God. In the book of 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, the Word of God gives us a very important warning where it says, "Control yourselves and be careful. The devil is your enemy, and he goes around like a roaring lion looking for someone to eat." Now, that does not mean you are going to see a lion at school or in your garden, for example, but the enemy can come against God's people in different ways, and we need to be ready to activate the armor of God in our lives. Let us discuss some examples of the possible attacks that the enemy could use. The enemy can come against your mind by corrupting or attacking what you think. Have any of you ever had bad or negative thoughts come into your mind before? You know, thoughts like, "I am not good enough," or "No one loves me." Thoughts like these are not the truth. In fact, we know the truth. The Bible teaches us that God loves us and that we are very special to Him. After all, it is God who created each of you and who wove you together for a specific time here on earth. I like to call this your life plan. Another way that the enemy can attack a person is by attacking their physical well-being, with things like sickness and disease. Now, that does not mean that every time you have an illness, you are being attacked by the enemy. But we do need to recognize that at times, a tactic of the enemy can be against a person's health or physical well-being. Can you remember the amazing healing ministry that the Lord Jesus had? He helped many blind people to see again. He helped the lame to walk again. One day, Jesus even prayed for Peter's mother-in-law, who had a fever. Jesus just rebuked the fever, and the fever left her supernaturally. We can read this in the book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 38 to 40. So that means that we need to recognize that Jesus is also here for us today when we are sick or weary, and that He wants us to walk in His wisdom. Another strategy that the enemy can use against someone is to tempt a person into sinning. For example, the enemy could tempt someone to think that it is okay to steal a small chocolate from a store. Temptation often starts in our thoughts. Thoughts like, "It's just a small item," or "No one will even care." But we know the truth, and that is stealing, even a small item, is still stealing and is both a sin and a crime. As you know, there are many different ways a person could sin. It is not just stealing, but it is also things like lying, cheating, and cursing. The enemy may try to disrupt your relationships with your family and friends by causing misunderstandings or strife. We know, however, that God wants us to pursue peace and to show His love and kindness to our family and to others. Ultimately, the whole evil plan of the enemy is to try and stop you from walking in the special earthly plan that God has destined for you. God really has an amazing purpose for you on earth. That is why one of the strategies God gives us to safeguard ourselves with is choosing to apply the armor of God to our lives. God gives us the armor of God and tells us to put it on, so that we can achieve every plan that God has set out for us. Let us turn to the book of Ephesians together in chapter 6 from verse 11. Are your Bibles ready? You can pause this podcast to find this chapter, and then once you are ready, we can continue together. Otherwise, just listen along. Today, I am reading out of the New King James Bible, but you can read these verses from any Bible version or language. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 11 to 13. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, wiles just means the evil plans and lies of the enemy. Verse 12 goes on to say, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. You see, every day there's a big war going on between good and evil. Even though God's angels form a mighty angelic army and help to protect us against the enemy and the demonic world out there, we can always play our part by clothing ourselves in the armor of God and by making God the priority of our lives. In the book of Ephesians chapter 6, from verse 13, the Bible goes on to name the six pieces of armor that we have. Let us search them out as we read them together. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. Other Bible translations call this putting on the belt of truth. So the first one on our armor of God list is the belt of truth, and you can write that one down. Verse 14 also lists another important piece of armor. Yes, well done. It is the breastplate of righteousness. And the breastplate of righteousness is our second piece of armor. Verse 15 goes on to say, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, the third piece of the armor of God are the shoes of peace. Let us go on to read verse 16 together. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Yes, you spotted it. The fourth piece of armor is the shield of faith. Finally, in verse 17 it says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. You would have noticed two more pieces of armor here. The fifth piece of armor is the helmet of salvation, and the sixth piece of armor is the sword of the Spirit. So let's recap. We have, number one, the belt of truth. Number two, the breastplate of righteousness. Number three, the shoes of peace. Number four, the shield of faith. Number five, the helmet of salvation. And number six is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen. Isn't that awesome? This podcast just serves as a brief introduction to the armor of God. In the sessions to follow, we will unpack some interesting Bible facts about each piece of armor together. Until we meet again, you can practice memorizing the six pieces of armor. To help you memorize the armor of God, you can do something like draw the armor or create your own song or rap. Whatever you do, you can get creative and have fun. Let us pray together. Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just want to thank you that you love us and want to keep us safe. Thank you for equipping each of us with your wonderful armor. Please help us to remember each piece of armor and to understand their value. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you, friends. I look forward to meeting with you next time.
Thank you for joining us today. Please feel free to connect with us through our website, www.renovarministries.org, for free resources or if you need any prayer. May God bless you and your family.